Blog Talk Radio.
There's a quiet place that gives me peace when I'm alone with you. There's a hiding place. Your spirit's always there when I'm confused. Only you can purify all this world won't ever satisfy. My heart, it cries. A stranger here.
Hello, everybody. It's time again for Faith on the Line with Prophetess Paige. Prolific Fire Ministry is honored to present to you Faith on the Line with Prophetess Paige. If you listen to the sound of my voice in your own line and you desire prayer, you still have time to call in. The number is 347-426-3782. Again, 347-426-3782. Or you can go to any one of my social media platforms and look at the number right quick. Go to Prolific Fire page and look at the number. My Twitter page at Prolific Fire and look at the number. Or Instagram at Prophetess Paige and check out the number right quick. And call in if you need prayer. The song they just played was Psalms 42 by Tori Kelly. With that being said, the next voice you hear will be that of the woman of God, Prophetess Paige. Call in if you need prayer. Prophetess Paige, your name.
Hello, 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 hello. Welcome to Faith on the Line. Thank and praise God for you all tuning in on tonight. Thank and praise God for all of his goodness today, all his mercy. Thank and praise God that our life are not in our hand, but in his hand. I want to thank and praise God for all of you that tune in on tonight on Faith on the Line with Prophetess Paige, along with my sister, Prophetess Stacy. I thank and praise God for you all tonight. Those that's listening on iTunes, those that's listening on Faith Online, those that listen all over the internet and social media, we thank and praise God for you all on tonight. I want to let you all know that this line is simply for faith. And we also trust and believe that God is going to do just what he say he would do. I thank and praise God that Hebrews 11:1 tell us that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. To give you all an encouragement word that even though you don't see it, that don't mean it's not there. But keep on trusting and believing God to do just what you want him to do. And I want to let you all know that God wants us to love. God wants us to have peace. God wants us to have joy. God wants us to have, he wants us to be as a sound mind. He wants our minds completely used by him. And I want to let you all know, if we got any unforgiveness in our heart or any forgiveness that in our heart, God is not going to come in. God is not going to move. God is not going to do the things that you want him to do. So I want to let you all know that unforgiveness is the thing that will cause you not to get your blessing. It will cause you not to come in contact with God. God do not like unforgiveness. So if anyone have unforgiveness in their heart, I don't care who is against your mother or your father or your boyfriend or your husband or your wife, sister, brother, or auntie or niece, because of whatever was done to you, God wants us to be able to forgive them, because God knows, yes, it may hurt, yes, you don't know what they did to me. Yes, sir. It may seem like it's too hard to bear, but God wants us to give it to him. And if you give it to him, God will cleanse our heart. God will make us brand new. God will allow us to cause and blessings to flow like rivers of water. God will send blessings towards us. I thank and praise God that I do not have unforgiveness. So let us trust God like never before. And I want to let you all know that unforgiveness is not a thing that you will want to have in your life. It's just a hindering from you. It's hindering you from blessings from God. And it also is poison. It'll poison your mind. It'll poison you from being able to accept and do the things that God wants you to do. Then the unforgiveness to me is just like a disease. And I thank and praise God. If you don't treat unforgiveness and ask God to forgive you and ask God to help you and ask God, when that devil bring that thought in your head about what my brother did to you, what this person did to you, or what that person did to you, you are your own self fault. Start binding the hand of the enemy and tell him, unforgiveness don't live here. I forgave that person. I trust God to take care of whatever the needs and wants that I need of. And I want to let you all know, let's pray. Let's trust God. Don't let the unforgiveness cause us not to be able to come in contact with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I thank God every day of my life. I can have unforgiveness against a lot of things, but God didn't make me. God, I choose not to. Everything that we do, it's a choice. Everything we decide, it's a choice. Living your life saved, it's a choice. Doing the wrong thing, it's a choice. We have a choice to do whatever we want to do. And my choice is to serve God to the fullest. So as I get ready to pray, if that's you, let's bring it to the altar. If that's you, let's trust God. If that's you, let God take fully control of your life. No one can do it like he can. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we come to you right now, Father God, tonight, thanking and praising you, God, right now. First of all, God, I want to come to you, God, with open heart. I want to come to you, Father God, to ask that you will forgive me. Forgive us, God, for any sin that we committed that was not of you this day. If we have any unforgiveness, or Lord, if we have done anyone wrong, God, please forgive us right now, God. Lord, I pray for unforgiveness right now in the mighty name of Jesus. God, I thank you for my sister. I thank you for my brother. I thank you for that woman, that man. I thank you, God, right now. I thank you, Lord God. Lord, I ask you to touch them right now. And Lord, begin to speak to their hearts, God. Begin to speak to their heart, their soul and mind, God. Lord, help them to forgive those that, Lord God, falsely accused them. Help them to forgive them, God, that talk about them. Help them to forgive them, God, that lied on them, God. Help them to forgive them, God, that did wrong things to them, God, in the name of Jesus. For word of God, Lord, your word say, if you don't forgive your sister and brother whom I have forgiven you, then your word say you won't forgive us, God. Forgive them for that sin, Lord. Forgive them for that thing that they're holding on to for years and months and days and weeks. Lord, touch right now in the mighty name of Jesus. God, I ask you to look upon that one that's believing you, God, for finance, God, Lord. God, don't know how it's coming. Don't know where it's coming from, God. But, Lord, we thank you right now, God, that you get ready to open up a door, God. Yeah, Lord God, and you're going to pour out blessings, God, that they won't have room to receive, that they can meet that house note, that they can meet that light bill, that they can meet, Lord God, that mortgage note, God, that they can meet their rent, that they can meet their car note, God. Lord, touch right now, God, that they can be able to take care of their children, God, that they will be able to, Lord, find a decent place to stay. Lord, look upon those who was affected by Hurricane Michael, God. Lord, I decree and declare right now, Lord God, that you will touch them, God, that you restore power back, that you will give them what they lost, God, that you will be able, Lord God, to, Lord God, send blessings their way, favor, God, their way, God. Lord, somebody didn't have insurance, God. Somebody, Lord God, just moved in their home, God. Somebody just was relocated from one place to another, God. Lord, open up your windows of blessing, God, and pull them out blessings that they won't have room enough to receive. God, I ask you to look upon them right now. Lord, touch right now. Lord, deliver right now. And Lord, look upon everyone that lost a loved one. Maybe someone haven't found their loved one yet, God. Lord God, let them be safe. Let them be all right, God. Let your blessing, Lord, show up, Lord God. Bring joy, peace, and happiness to that family, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Lord, we thank you tonight. Lord, I give you the praise tonight because you're going to do it, God. Lord God, I even ask you, God, to look upon that one that's sick, God, and they don't feel well in their body, God. Lord, maybe they're having back pain, God. It's healed right now because your blood said it's healed. Lord, that muscle pain is healed right now. That heart condition is healed right now. Lord, that hip replacement is healed right now. God, that back, Lord, God, that knee replacement, God. Lord, we ask you to heal. It's healed right now. Because your word said, by your stripes we are healed. Lord, your word said you was wounded for us, God. Lord, your word said, by your stripes, Lord, we are healed, God. Lord, I thank you right now. Heal every condition, God. Lord God, heal every disease, God. Heal every, Lord God, marriage problem, God. Heal every, Lord God, peace, Lord, bring, heal every confusion that's in the home, God, that's in our churches, God, that's in our schools, God, Lord, that's on our work, in our workplaces, God. Touch right now, God, in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare that it's already healed. Lord, that, Lord God, look upon, Lord God, that job offer, God, that somebody believe in you, Father. Lord, we ask you to open up that door, God. Increase on the job, God. Increase in the on the job. Somebody getting paid minimum wages, God. And Lord, it's not enough to take care of their family. But your words say, God, that you give seed to the sower, God. Lord, sow into their life, back into their life, what they sowed into your people's life, into your ministry, God, in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you. I thank you right now. Maybe somebody receive your bad report from the doctor. Maybe someone, the doctor told them what no more they can do. But Lord, your word say you heal his deed. Use your word say you will send them, Lord, out there and they will heal, Lord God. Heal them right now. No matter what place they're in, no matter what place they're at, no matter what part they trouble they're having, healed in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, I thank you. I thank you, Lord God, for that loved one that strayed away. I thank you, God, for that son that's out there on crack, that daughter that's out there on drugs. Lord, that daughter just, Lord, is a prostitute, God. We decree and declare that you bring them back home safe, that you purge out all unclean spirit, that not of you, Jesus. God, I thank you. Lord, I even ask you, God, to look upon that person that don't even know you from the apartment of their sins. Lord, bring them to you, God. Lord, let them come to you with open heart. In Jesus' name, I pray. Lord, touch that husband. Maybe he had no spirit, God. I'm drunk. Lord, maybe he has a, Lord God, a spirit, Lord God, a Lord lustful spirit. Lord, touch them. Men in marriage, Lord God. Deliver. Set free, God. Bring them back where they need to be. Bring them back where they belong. In the name of Jesus. God, I thank you because you are already working it out. They need you. Besides, there's nobody else like you. Thank you, Father. Thank you for those, Lord God. Sometimes back is up against the wall. Sometimes don't know which way to turn. Sometimes they're going, they don't know where to walk towards. Well, they go left, right, back or forth. Lord, open up a door. Bless them, Lord. Bless them, God. Deliver them. Set them free. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Lord, I give your name the glory. Everyone that was not on the phone line, everyone that was not on social media, God, that listened to this prayer, God, bless them. Deliver them. set them free. Lord, do it for them, God. In your son Jesus' name, pray over our nation. Pray over the president. Lord, I bind up that Pharaoh spirit in him, that you will do a turnabout in his life. Lord God, turn him up or turn him out, God, in the name of Jesus. Deliver him. Deliver him. Set him free. In Jesus' name, God, I pray. Amen and amen and thank you, God. Prophet Stacy, I want to turn it back over to you. Maybe someone on the phone line may need prayer or want prayer. I'll turn it over to you at this moment time.
To God be the glory. I see right now on the prayer line that there is no live prayer request for tonight. Of course, people always need prayer. I just hope and pray that what was prayed tonight, somebody receives it. If you heard it and you need it, receive it. You will have another opportunity for prayer coming up on Monday night. Be sure to join me on Monday night. I will be praying over hands on Monday night. I'm really excited about that, praying over hands. The message will be the restoration of your hands. So join me on Monday night, 10 Eastern, 9 Central, 7 Pacific. 10 Eastern, 9 Central, 7 Pacific. Call the number that many of you called tonight, 347-426-3782. 347-426-3782. Or go to blogtalkradio.com/prolificfire. Till then, on behalf of Prophetess Faith and myself, have a blessed night.